Hey, Beyond Reality fans, this is JV. I just want to take a quick moment to, first of all, apologize for being away for so long. A lot of projects going on, trying to get a lot of things done, and we're making good progress. But I do have good news. I'm bringing the program back, and I'm bringing it back under a new name and a new approach. The new name is Paranormal IRL. Of course, IRL standing for In Real Life. And I'm going to have Ghost Hunters cast member Britt Griffith as my co-host on the program. I'm looking forward to doing a lot of the same great interviews that we've done in the past with people that we've had on the show before, but other people as well, new people that we come across. But in addition to that, we're going to add some investigations and some other live events to the programming lineup. This should be a lot of fun. It's exciting, and it's a new approach to the whole investigation of the paranormal. So thanks for being here. Thanks for being a longtime supporter, and I hope you enjoy the new version of the show. Well, this is something new. This is something different. This is something exciting. Welcome, everyone. I know that we've got a little bit of a glitch going on with the YouTube channel because as I learned this lesson a while ago and seem to have forgotten it, and now I'm recalling it, that when we use this software to go live on YouTube, it sets up its own stream every time you click go. And I had set up a manual stream, and there was a whole bunch of people in there in the chat room. And when I clicked go live, it set up another stream and everybody was left abandoned in the other one. So I apologize in advance for that. But Britt, this is something that that shouldn't surprise anyone. I mean, this is the, you know, we're going to have hit these stumbles and I don't hear you, so I don't know what you're doing.
It's because I actually put my mic on mute while I was fumbling with stuff and I just forgot to turn it back on. For those that are new to the paranormal world, look, radio's, I'm an amateur. JV is a professional. So I'm going to screw stuff up. I often refer to JV as the adult in the room, and I am the child. So just get used to that because I'm going to screw stuff up left and right, and JV is going to pull his hair out. It'll probably go grayer as you watch because that tends to be what happens when we do shows together. He gets frustrated, but yet he keeps asking me back, so I don't understand. I think he likes punishment.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. I like punishment. I will go grayer as this goes along. But one of the things that, you know, because we've done enough shows together, this is like our fourth, third, fifth version of a show that we've been doing. This one is got some special meaning though, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But because we've done so many, Brit, I know exactly what to expect. I know words are your second language. I know technology is your foil. I know that every time we get ready to go live, there's going to be a new computer glitch that didn't exist the night before. So I'm fully prepared for all this stuff. And by the way, we are vamping a little bit because I want to give people a chance to find. Hang on.
What happened?
We're
not even on?
We are on, but
we need a producer?
We do need a producer. I'm a little flummoxed here because everything is, you know, we're starting for the first time here, so things are a little bit wonky. That's the second time I've used that word tonight, Britt, and I never use that word.
Wonky.
But I've used the word wonky.
No, I don't know what's going on.
Twice now. Anyway, I apologize.
I don't understand why.
Well, let me explain what's going on here. So let me rewind just a little bit. Yeah, Steph, okay, you're confused. Rewind. We're confused. Wonky. Hi, Mary Grace. Hi, Gene. All right. So I had forgotten then when you launch a YouTube live stream from the software we use, the way we're doing it, that it sets up it creates a brand new stream when you click that go live button. So I had previously set up a scheduled broadcast and we had a whole bunch of people in there waiting for the show to start. And then I hit go live. And of course it set up the separate thing. So, but when it did it, somehow it set it up as private. And that's, I'm not really sure why that's happening. But anyway, we are underway here. I want to talk a little bit about why we're doing what we're doing. I know. I know. I'm looking at
you
this.
You sound like me.
I'm looking at this screen. I'm saying there are things that are on here that shouldn't be, and I don't understand why. Why does it say booze, brews, and bros on this thing? I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But fear not, folks, because we are going to have a fantastic show for you. In fact, we're going to be talking with a numerologist. In fact, he's an astronumerologist. His name is Jesse Kelsey, and we'll be talking with him not just about numerology in general, but he's actually read the numbers of Vladimir Putin. So, Volodymyr Zelensky from Ukraine, this whole situation that's going on in Eastern Europe right now. He's got some insight due to his work in numerology. And we're going to get into that in a minute. I'm kind of at a loss of words here because people are filing into the chat room and they're saying things that I want to respond to, but I can't at the moment. Hello, everybody. I just hope this says private on my screen here. That isn't preventing anybody from getting into the chat room. I don't think it is because there's a lot of people in there now. So I think we're okay here. Anyway, so as most of you know, the paranormal program, formerly Beyond Reality Paranormal, the show I'd been doing for 6 years, we took a little bit of a hiatus. And Britt and I have been approached by a development company to try to develop a new concept as it relates to the paranormal and the discussions that we'll have. And we said, sure, we'll give this a try. So we kind of put a pause button on the other show we were doing, and we are returning to the paranormal discussions, which, as most people know, are where our roots are. Britt, having spent how many seasons of Ghost Hunters were you on? How many was that?
4 through 9-ish, 10,
so like
9 or 10.
Five or six seasons.
I just know it was 10 years of my life.
Yeah.
It was a lot of time on the road.
Yeah, Ghost Hunters, Ghost Hunters International. And I, of course, as publisher of TAPS Para Magazine, which is the Ghost Hunters official magazine, and also being involved in the events and the show a little bit as well. Our paranormal roots are very, very deep. And it's something that we really enjoy talking about. So when we took this break from it, it was a good opportunity for us to get recharged and start to look at this from a fresh perspective. And that's why we're tonight is actually the relaunch of this program, and we're excited about it. And we're so very excited to see so many people filing in for it as well. It's going to be a little different than Beyond Reality has been in the past. We're going to be continuing to do very interesting interviews. That's going to be part of the show. No question about it. There are a lot of really interesting people in this field, and we like talking about it. I wish you were looking at the camera and I felt like I was talking to you or something.
I'm sorry.
What's happening?
Because YouTube crashed on me, all my links went bad, so I got to repost to everybody so they know to come watch us.
Okay. All right. So we're going to still continue.
I'm promoting.
We're going to continue to be doing the interviews. We also, some of these interviews may take a non-paranormal direction if we feel it's appropriate. I mean, the people that we talk to are very interesting for a couple of reasons. One is the work they do in the paranormal generally. But the other thing is that they're just really interesting people. And when we were doing when I was doing Beyond Reality, very rarely would we veer off of the paranormal discussion. And in some cases, that's a shame because the people we were talking to had far more interesting lives and complex lives than we gave them credit for or had a chance to talk about during those discussions. So this will veer away from paranormal topics when appropriate. The other thing we're going to be doing here on this version of the show, and Britt and I are really excited about that, is we're going to be going out into the field. We're going to be doing live investigations, whether it's ghost hunting investigations, Bigfoot. I don't like using the word Bigfoot hunt, but you know what I mean. Going out and looking for Bigfoot or UFOs.
Looking for Bigfoot.
Yeah, UFO, going to UFO landing sites that people have reported and doing some investigations there. And we'll be doing these as much as we can live to you. So people actually watching the program and in our chat rooms can actually help direct the investigation. That is something that I think is pretty cool, pretty unique. And it's something we're excited to try and practice, Britt. And I mean, you and I, before the show, we're already chomping at the bit to start scheduling some of these and getting out there and doing them.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's cool, so the technology that we use today to, and I should probably move my camera back over here.
Yes.
All right, I'm doing lots of different stuff over here right now, and I have had way too much caffeine. What's cool when JV and I were talking about it earlier, and I'm super excited about it because I am an equipment tech geek. Like, literally, I love the gadgets. As if you watch me on Ghost Hunters, I was the one who put, 79 individual pieces of equipment out and called it a ghost net. You know, I would do that on the regular. So we were talking about how do we bring you, the viewers, into what we're doing and have fun and not something that's not so polished or corporate or networky or whatever. And I'm like, dude, this software that we use to do this show, we would have killed to have this on Ghost Hunters. Because I can take my laptop and my phone with 5G, and we can, as long as we have good 5G signal or access to the internet, we can go anywhere and do this. And we can do a live ghost hunt where you guys can watch. And in chat, you can tell whoever we have, crew member, somebody, producer watching and, you know, putting up camera shots, they can watch chat and they can relay to us, you know, hey, say we missed a closet door. And chat's like, hey, the closet door, go to the closet door. You know, they could tell someone, we'll go to the closet door. If there's a question you want asked, they can relay to us, hey, the audience, the viewers are ask this question, and we can ask it. So it could be really hands-on at a level that could never be done before with a network show that we'll be able to do it. Same thing if we go on a Bigfoot investigation, looking for a Bigfoot. You know, we'll because I can take this phone. Oop, you can't even see the phone. There we go. I can take this phone and dial in to the software we use, like I'm doing now, which JV is then correlating into the screens you're seeing and then shooting it out to you guys to watch. We could do that. So we could be out looking for Bigfoot, dialed back to the van, a real tech van, not a show tech van, and then blast it out live to you guys. And all we need is a phone connection, a basic phone connection. LGT level would work. And then you guys are a part of it. LGT, is that right?
LTE.
Yeah. LTE. Yeah. You know, words are my second language. Just because I'm not on the political show, I still don't know words. So this is something that could be a lot of fun. But it's going to be a lot more work for JV and I. It's going to involve a lot more producing, which we don't have producers because, you know, we have no money. But that's okay. I love doing this research and producing. And, you know, we're going to try and have some fun and bring you guys along with us as best we can. And look for the paranormal. More than ghosts. Paranormal, UFOs, Bigfoot, Loch Ness. I would love to go over and try and find Nessie. You know, and then it might even stray into, you know, where's Jimmy Hoffa buried? Or, you know, who are some of the other? Is Elvis really dead?
Yeah, we'll definitely get into some conspiracy things. Also some true crime stuff. I mean, there's so many categories that we're both so very interested in, and we're going to cover them all. But let's get on track here for tonight, because our guest has been waiting very, very patiently. Tonight we're going to be talking with Jesse.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Jesse Kelsey. He is a world-renowned numerologist that specializes in astronumerology and its impact on residential and business numerology, providing valuable insight on the power of numbers and how they affect our lives. In his books, The Power of Home Numbers and All About Numbers, he combines his Eastern upbringing with his Western experience to bring awareness and understanding of this phenomena. So we're really excited to have Jesse here. Jesse, sorry about the long-winded intro, but thank you for being here. I hope everything's working. We didn't get a chance to test the tech out ahead of time, but I know I can see you, so that's a good start. I can't hear you, though.
No volume.
Can't hear you. So we'll have to take a second and figure that out. There you go. Now we got you.
Okay. Excellent.
Anyway, welcome to the program. Great to have you here.
Great. Thank you. Great to be here.
So I want to start out by talking a little bit about this concept of numerology before we get into astronumerology specifically. Some people don't even know what this is. They hear numerology. They know it has something to do with numbers, but beyond that, they're not really sure what it means.
Exactly. So numerology, like we all know, is the science of numbers. That's basic numerology. And basic numerology goes from number 1 to number 9, which is, you know, very traditional. And then, you know, people interpret it very differently. And the Chinese have a way of looking at it, the Hebrews, the Greeks, the East Indians. There's a system here in the Americas as well. But what I practice is the Vedic tradition, which is called astronumerology. And what that is that associates numbers and planetary energies. So that's how it goes. So, for example, number 1 has the energy of sun. Or 9 is Mars, or 5 is Mercury, or 6 is Venus. So they are planetary energies that are kind of in play. And so that's the method I use. And I use the Kalian code, which is, again, very traditional East Indian. So that's how we – now, see, what happens to Jerry is, you know, like, It's not about adding numbers, you know. It's more complicated than that. Now, say, for example, you know, I consult with you or you consult with me, and then you, then I say, hey, your best number is a number 6. And then you say, oh, I'm looking for a house, and I found this number 4848, and Jesse told me number 6 is a good number for me, and 4848 is 1224, it's a 6. Oh, I got it. No. See, that would be a very wrong choice because Uranus, see, 4 is Uranus, 8 is Saturn. When these energies come together, right, they'll kind of spring you down, scuttle you down. It was like that famous, if you remember Solyndra, right? Solyndra was one company that was initiated by the White House, right? Sure. Here in the city, yep. I live in Fremont. Same principle, 4 and 8, right? You know, though they had the, you know, the best business people, the White House behind them, it still scuttled because they had that 4 and 8 energy in the name and the complex that they were in. So that's how that goes. And then say, or you say, I hey Jesse, I found this one number and it is a 501, right? Oh, that's a 6. Yes, it is a 6, but then when 5 precedes Sun, that's not good either. You see, so you have to be very specific with those numbers because those are planetary energies. And once we find the right vibrations, you know, they're magical. You know, they'll work for a long time and they'll bring you a lot of success. You know, over the years, I've done this for a period of time now, and I've seen that there are a lot of people and they live in smaller homes and they're very successful, happy, things are flowing. And suddenly they feel, hey, you know, this, no, my lifestyle should change now. I make so much money. I need a bigger house, right? And that bigger house always goes downwards. I've seen that all the time. Well, most of the cases that happens, right? Why? Because it's the wrong energy, and it happens all the time. People get into wrong homes, you know, struggle, they don't realize. And so that's to give you an idea.
So, but, you know, you gave some examples of how certain numbers can generate the wrong energy for people. Does everybody experience the same results, or is there something unique to each one of us that the numbers will mean something different to each one of us based on something innate to us? Maybe our birthdays, maybe, I don't know, maybe our geography. I don't know what other factors could be involved.
Yes, you're absolutely right. So the basic requirement is our date of birth, right? So let me give my own example. I'm born on April the 3rd of some year, right? I'm in Aries, and my best numbers are number 3 and number 9, which is Jupiter and Mars energy. So, you know, so what I have done is, you know, I have basically fine-tuned my life to my numbers only, right? So if you have a copy of my book, they're all about numbers. If you add those numbers as per Kalki and Co, right, they add up to a 54, which is a 9. So if you go to Jesse Kalki also has the energy of my number, which is a 27, which is a 9. If you see, I kind of wear this kind of color all the time, which is Mars energy, you know, that is also my frequency. I live in a house number, which has my numbers, right? So the thought is that we look at our basic energies, and from there, we pick our best numbers and we fine tune or harmonize the energies around us. Our name, our residence, our cars, the colors, our business names, and our relationship with the partner, and a lot of stuff, right? So it's all about harmonizing. So this, I wouldn't call this predictive. I'd call this more solution-based harmonizing energy. And once it balances, I know things just shift and move very smoothly.
Do you make conscious decisions, whether they're large decisions or small decisions, based on the numerology? Or is it just that you find yourself in situations and when they're comfortable, you know the numbers are right? Which, it's kind of a chicken and egg question.
Yeah, that's a good question. So, you know, what happens is, you know, no one is lucky every day. You know? I mean, even if I know my numbers are 3s and 9s, right? That doesn't mean I'm lucky every day, right? Because you know how it is, there's certain periods in a year, certain months in a year that'll work for you. I mean, they are a higher vibe, right? And then the other years or other months, you know, despite your best numbers, will still not work for you, right? So that is important to understand. And that's the answer for what you asked me. And
the numbers always confuse me because I've talked to other numerologists and you've kind of pointed it out here as well. But there's a reduction that goes on, right? You take bigger numbers and you reduce them down to one of the primary. I don't know if they're called primary numbers, but 0 through 9, 1 through 9, whatever it is, right? You reduce it down to that, and that's what you end up reading in some fashion. Am I right about that?
No. Yeah, I mean, numerologists do that, you know, that what you've just said. But, you know, I have a different technique. Right? So say, for example, if you give me your day and month, I don't need the year. Just give me the day and month you're born and we'll look at your best numbers. Okay. And I'll it up like that.
Yeah, mine is June 25th.
Okay, so June 25th. So we got five, and then so you got 2, 7. So very, very intuitive. Excellent intuition. You got moon, and so your numbers are the number 2s and number 7s are always very good for you. Your intuition is really good. You should always go. You should never second guess yourself, because if you do, you'll be wrong. Right? The element of water, anything close to water, water, you know, work close to water, place, home, water, that element is really good for you. And you should avoid dark colors, like the color black or
I should avoid, red, you know. I should avoid dark colors? Is that what you said?
I mean, like a black car. I'd say, you know, don't drive. I mean, I'm just telling you based on the energy. I mean, a black shirt. No, you look very handsome.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you. Nice save.
Energy. Yeah. The energy, you know.
Let me ask you this. Okay. So based on what you just said, I should avoid dark colors. Let's say I start wearing, I don't know, light blue shirts, something else. I usually wear a black V-neck. It's kind of my thing. Let's say I start wearing light blue V-necks or lighter colored white even. How would you expect that to change my life or my day?
Yeah, see, what happens is that, you know, that color white has the color of, you know, of moon, and it's moon energy, you know, and moon works really well with you, right? The energy of Neptune is kind of off-white, a little bit of yellow, that's very good for you. Now, black, why I said is, because the color black is represented by the energy of planet Saturn, and Saturn, number 8, contradicts your date of birth. You see, it kind of challenges you like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Try those colors one time and see how you feel, some lighter colors.
I'm going to.
And then... Yeah, for yourself. And if you see, if your popular name, I just was JV, right? Now, JV as per Vedic is exactly a number 7 right there.
Oh, wow.
Right? So this name JV, I mean, is perfectly in sync with your date of birth. Now, how you got it, I don't know. But now, see, that I don't know, but that just is the right one.
Britt, what is your month and day of birth? Let's get your numbers here.
Yeah, give me the day.
Okay, number one, I want to see you, JV, in a salmon-collared V-neck on the next show, okay? Salmon-collared. I am May 28th, 1969, if you need the year.
Oh, no, I don't. Yeah, it's okay. May 28th. So we go May 20. Oh, exactly the same. Same thing, moon and Neptune. So are you, what are you, brothers, or you work together?
No, we're actually on opposite coasts, and we prefer it that way.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yes. Exactly the same numbers, moon and Neptune. Very intuitive. Just like you're on the same level. I don't know how. This is kind of very interesting. So how did you pick each other? Just like that?
We've been working together on and off for about 15 years. You know, kind of an accidental meeting, just based on a projects we were working on, and we've been working together ever since on various projects.
Yeah,
various things, excellent. And then this radio thing took off a couple of years ago, and we've been it seems like at least several times a week we see each other via the camera, because I'm in LA, he's in New York, so.
No, this is rare, right? Yeah, this is rare. Now, business partnership, you know, is not as good as you guys, the numbers just matching by itself is godsend, right? But it's just very magical, and this business of. You know, like you're talking inside and intuition, and you know, and you're talking about ghost busting and a whole bunch of stuff. I think you'll collectively be very, very successful. Yeah. So, looking at your name, Britt, here,
JV,
2, 4, 5, 5.
He said we're magical,
Jesse. I just want to make something very clear. Having the same numbers and connecting that way does not mean we have the same IQ, right? That doesn't necessarily mean it's the same IQ.
Okay, now, so he has, see, now, Britt here has a lot of sun energy, right? And Britt has a lot of sun energy, and Britt, and see, and that sun complements the Neptune that you have. So, you know, it flows really well. Now, Britt uses more, you know, he won't go with his heart. He'll use his head more, you know? And, you know, that's how he makes it.
I love this guy.
Yeah. So if you are emotional, he won't be emotional. He'll use this, but you use this. So be careful when he talks to you.
I love that.
Jesse, you have no idea how much I drive JV nuts. I am a Gemini. I am a true Gemini. I am like, you know, just all over the place. And when I'm like on too much caffeine, I'm out of, like right now I'm a little hyped up because I'm super excited to have this interview with you. Cause, Number, I'm like a third grader when it comes to understanding numbers, but I enjoy the hell out of watching you guys do your thing. But I drive JV nuts, but he keeps coming back for more, so that's a good sign, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a great partnership. You know, it's a great, you know, intuitive business partnership. It's very successful. It's, you know, it can get bigger and bigger, right? It's, you know, there's no limit to this one, I can tell you.
Jesse, it's kind of rare. Have you seen this? I mean, before you go too far with it being a great partnership, have you seen this caricature of Britt? He looks like he could be my pudgy Italian uncle here. So if anything, he's good. He gives me a good laugh now and then.
Very interesting.
I actually have, Jesse, I am, when it comes to understanding what you do and how you do it, I'm a third grader. So talk to me like I'm a third grader. So I watched about 9 of your interviews and your videos today. I went through almost all of them on your YouTube channel trying to understand you. And on the very basic level, why do the numbers affect me or affect you? Why do the numbers affect us? What is the energy that the number is representing that? Because it's funny when I watch you go through your thing and when you first start off, I'm like, I don't understand. And then at the end, it's like, oh my God, it all makes sense. Why do the numbers affect us the way they do? Where's that energy coming from?
So you see, numbers are alive, right? There's the planetary energy. You see, numbers, they have a planetary vibe to it. Now, see, it's very interesting. If you look at your name, Britt here, see, Britt 5813, right? So, see, a number like this, a 13 on the first name is not an easy number to handle, but you have a lot of sun energy on your date of birth. So what happens is, Sun and Uranus, they complement each other, right? And that is the reason why this name Britt becomes magical for you. Now, can I have this name Britt with my numbers? No, I cannot. They'll just throw me off completely, right? And can JB? Yeah, JB can, but 13 with a number 1 is a perfect sync, right? Now, yes, there's some things, you know, I mean, we're on planet Earth and whatever I've learned with my life experience, right? Reading numbers, but then there are bigger forces there too. You know, I'm sure their guides are huge and, you know, they came in to give you the right names. And just like JB said earlier, you know, if things are just moving fine, it means that our numbers are good, which you can say in a way, yes, you know, if things are doing well, I'm sure everything is in sync, right? And things are, you know, and the numbers are right. So that, of course, the answer to that would be yes. But strong numbers, though, strong numbers. But there's one thing, Britt, your relationships, you know, you be real cautious with your relationships, you know. So personal relationships sometimes, you know, can come into...
I've been told that before.
Yeah. Just watch that. Be careful. That one kind of jumps out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So now from listening to your instructional, people should go to Jesse's YouTube channel because he's got all kinds of videos that go back like 13, 14 years. It's crazy how long you've been doing this. But I noticed there was a theme too with somehow callers worked into there, but they tied a person's caller in their home tied back to a planet caller, which then tied back to a number. Am I getting that right? Kind of everything is all tied together somehow.
And let me just help to translate that. When Britt says caller, he means color.
Thank you.
He means color.
Oh, color.
He says color. It's true. Okay. He does.
Okay. Color. Okay. Yes. So, you know, like I said earlier, right? I mean, this number vibrations, the numbers are alive, right? And they're all planetary energy.
Right.
The planets are complete. So, you know, people often call me and they say, you know, hey, Jesse, what's our number? Look at the house, this and that. And then, you know, home numbers are off, off many times. But do I tell everybody to go sell their homes and move new places? No, I don't do that. So what I basically look at their date of birth and find the best numbers and then harmonize the energy using different numbers, right, which are complementary to their energy. Because I know once those numbers are used on those addresses as patches, right? Because they're alive, they vibrate, right? They'll start to shift the energy, you know? Something will shift.
Okay.
Something will shift. You know, that's what happens. I'll give you one example, which I give all the time, is this number 1 and 8, right? These numbers, 1 and 8, Sun and Saturn, is in the Vedic tradition, you know, they don't complement, they don't work together at all. It's like yin and yang, it's black and white, that kind of energy. So whenever, say, for example, you know, a number 1 and 8 would come on your door, right? You know, it'll bring in things like cuts, injuries, accidents, family quarrel, legal trouble, separation. You know, it'll bring a whole bunch of stuff, you know. It'll just, yeah. And very interesting. I mean, just going back to, I mean, we haven't gotten to Russia yet, but you know, this famous Oscar incident that happened recently, right?
Will Smith, you know,
Will Smith, his energy. So what happened? Now, if you look at those numbers on that particular day, right, the 27th of March, and Will Smith's energy entering the ninth cycle on his birthday last year, and then his wife's numbers too, a lot of 18, right? They all kind of combined, kind of got together and overpowered this man. You know, who is not like that? He's not. He's moon and Mercury energy. I mean, he's logical. He'll use his head. You know, he won't get up and do something like that. But see, what happened was his
Mars.
That
was very emotional.
Energy. Yeah, but no, he was overpowered by the energy of planet Mars, which is not his number. But I can tell you another thing. All the way up until his birthday, which is around September of this year, this energy is going to keep lagging. It's like someone's pulling the carpet under his feet. You know, if he kind of gets up, they'll pull it more, you know, from the sky, right? So you're very, very cautious. So it's and then, you know, what happens is relationships. You know, like in his case, that entire energy was triggered from a number 18, which was his wife's date of birth, right? It came from there. So yeah, just spun out of control and took him there. So I mean, it's a whole combination, right? Your spouse, your partner, the time, the day, you know, the cycle you are in, right? Many factors kind of come in and play. You read them carefully, and yeah, and then going for gemstones too. So, you know what I mean? Go ahead. Yes.
So say I have good numbers. Can I screw those good numbers up by the way I set my house up, by the way I partner myself with, by the way I make life decisions? So just because I have good numbers doesn't mean they're going to bring me good fortune if I'm doing wrong things, bad things.
Of course, karma, yeah. But you're absolutely true. You know, what happens is, you know, if you end up in wrong partnerships, right? So, you know, say, for example, in your case, with a lot of moon and Neptune energy, if you had a partner who had a lot of Venus energy, a lot of sex, you know, so you had this, let's say, for example, a very beautiful lady sitting next to you, right, who had a lot of Venus energy, would never work with you, you know? That'll just bow. You know why? Because Sun and Venus, they never get along. You know, they create problems,
would
right?
Would it be fun for a little while?
Of course. For a little while, for sure, but for a little while only, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And then, so for example, if somebody came in with a 17 or an 8 date of birth, right, so born on the 26th of January, and he comes to be your partner, it's going to absolutely bounce off. You know, it won't work at all like it's working now. Smooth. It's like now your numbers are like a duck's kind of floating in water. You know, it's just so happy, you know? That's how this partnership is, like a duck swimming in water, you know, very comfortable, very happy. And that's what we wanted, you know. But like I said earlier, how this happened, right, you know, is, you know, we'll give this to the higher forces, right? You know, I mean, it's your guides, your angels, and the people who brought you together, right? It's they did it for you, you know, it's really good. It's really good.
Jesse, we need to get into the Russia thing in just a minute. But before we do, a couple quick questions, like kind of picking up on something that Britt said. If you are, let's say you're doing all the right things, you're immersing yourself in things that represent the right numbers, and it's affecting your life in a positive way. Can the introduction of one bad number ruin all of that, or is it kind of a does it sum out? In other words, if you've got 10 good things, one bad thing, you're still going to have nine good things. You know, how does it work?
Yeah, it's like a bump in the road, right? You know, it depends how, you know, how big the bump is, right? You know, so it'll go like that. So, you know, what happens is, as far as Brit is concerned, him, he's a strong sun, right? And you see, the sun will never stay behind the clouds, you know? So for him, even if he has challenges in life, he'll overcome them. He'll bump here and there and just go right through them. It's a very, very strong sun energy, right? So that's how that is. But again, see, you know, the element of water, is really important in both cases, right? And so anything close to water, more water in the house, you know, I mean, that element of water in the house will always be very beneficial. And there's one more thing that's showing up here is cat's eye. You know, cat's eye is a crystal, right? It works on the root chakra,
right?
And it protects you from the mystery, right? So like you guys are talking about, you know, ghost busting and things like that. And, you know, so what happens is a cat's eye that works on the root chakra, you know, it'll block any mysterious stuff around you, right? You know how it is? You know, any mystery that you cannot see will, you know, which is, you know, stranger than you thought would be blocked, right? So with these numbers, that would be a good crystal to have or wear.
All right, so another question before we get into this Russia stuff.
Okay.
How insignificant can the numbers be to affect you? In other words, you know, you've talked about things like birth dates and how, home addresses or whatever. Let's say you get a piece of mail that has a zip code with a bunch of bad numbers in it for you. Is that going to affect you, or does it have to be more significant than that?
I think it has to be more significant than that. You know, it's, yeah, it has to be more significant than that.
Okay, I want to let's move on to this, to Russia. You spent a great deal of time analyzing Vladimir Putin, Vladimir Zelensky, this whole situation that is so very, very tragic going on in Ukraine. One that we seem to be being pulled into a little more every day, which is a little concerning in itself. But what did you see, and when did you start looking at this? When the tanks started to roll, or did you do it before that?
No. This is after this tank side. I have a friend of mine in Los Angeles. He sent me an email in the morning. He said, "Hey, Jesse, look at Putin. I look at Putin's numbers, right?" So this was quite recent. Not more than 7-10. I mean, the action had already started by then, you know. And so he wanted me to look at Putin's numbers, and so that's how I did it. Now, see, if you look at Vladimir Putin, was born on October the 7th, 1952, right? And he born under the sign of Libra. He has an influence on number six. And six is Venus energy. And Venus, you know, Venus is all the good things of life, you know, which he really likes and enjoys. And then also he has a mild influence of planet Saturn. Saturn is a little restrictive in his case. And what Saturn does is it will affect the stomach area, stomach down those chakras and down to the feet. So that energy is kind of cold. That's kind of with him. Now, his compound energy has a lot of Neptune, right? So he is very intuitive. You know, he is more on his intuition, on his gut feeling than logic. You know, he acts more like that, right? And if you look at his first name, Putin, that is his popular name, again, has Venus energy in number 24, which is actually a very good number. Now, see, in this cycle, which started last year, October the 7th to October this year, he is he has his numbers. Number 7 is his number, and that cycle runs all the way till October the 7th. But then soon after that, it'll change. When Saturn kicks in, cold and slow Saturn will completely slow him down, right? And what I see is Saturn energy, feet, stomach area, health challenges will come in and it'll become very difficult for him. And from that point on, after his birthday, you know, that degree of difficulty is going to go up higher, higher, and higher. So it's going to be very, very hard for him. Then as far as, the president of Ukraine, right, January the 25th, 1978, he's got a lot of sun and Mercury. Now, this gentleman, right, he's completely opposite. So one is left brain and one is right brain, right? They're completely different. And he now is in his number 9 cycle, 9 year. 9 year. 9 is not his number, just like Will Smith, right? Got into his 9 year last year, see what happened. So this gentleman, again, is 9 year. We started in January this year after his birthday. And that goes all the way till his birthday to 2023. So this Mars, like you know, is action, is war, is conflict and the rest of it, right? So Ukraine is going to be under this pressure all the way up until his birthday. But as of now, right, in this current cycle, which is the energy of Mars that's happening up until the 18th of April, right, these couple of weeks are very heavy because Mars is intensified, right? And with Mars intensified and Ukraine, which adds up to a number 22, so the energy of Ukraine, 22 and number 9 Mars, biochemistry. It's like biological, you know, that kind of, you know, like suddenly something falls on your head, which is biological kind of thing, you know, could be a device, could be something on those lines. And that is up until March the 18th. And after that, that energy will start dissipating, you know. So that is how. So I think he should be very cautious in this time period up until the 18th. You know, Russia as a country is a number 16, you know, a 16 country, and 16 is much like the number of the White House. See, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, right? So 16 is, you know, 16 is a number of trickery and deception. You know, 16 comes like that all the time.
And of course.
Yeah. It's a number of trickery, deception. And I've seen a lot of people live in homes that a number 16 home, right? It'll, you know, you suddenly have bone disease, you know. You suddenly feel that your neck's twisting, you know. And, you know, I've seen many people cross over in 16s that you know, because that was not their number, right? But I've also known, I did an interview recently with a gentleman in Colorado. He lived in the house number 16 for 40 years. He's an engineer, and he does metaphysical work now. But his numerology was perfect for that number. And, you know, I mean, I was just amazed, and he was so happy and so good in what he did. But so that said, so now what happens is, you see, 22. Number 22 is the number of Ukraine, right? And number 22, many intuitives you meet, they say, hey, it's a master number. You have it on your door. Have it on this. It never works. Never works. And see, just like 2020, China, a number 6, a 15 country. 2020, 4 and 6 came. What did we have? We had COVID that time, right? Now we have 2022. We have Ukraine at 22 and the year at 6. So whenever this 4 and 6 energy comes, right, it's just not good at all. It brings global disaster, right? So that's how this is all set up. I'll say more till the end of the year and maybe early 2023.
Have you taken a look at Joe Biden, the president of the United States' numbers?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's in my book as well. Yeah, quickly, I can tell you, Mr. Biden, you know, he's born on January the 20th. Last year, he entered his 80th year. He turned 79 on November the 20th, and he got into his 80th year. So now what happens is, you see, whenever you have moon energy, like a 2 on a date of birth, and you enter an 8-cycle Saturn, that's never, never good. You know, it's never good. Because what happens is moon and Saturn, you know, they are extremely dangerous energies, you know, and it's like you suddenly lose your power, or you lose your seat, or you suddenly fall sick, right? Or it's like something is suddenly taken off you, you know. So President Biden, I mean, he's the president, we all respect for him, he's the president of our country, and I wish the best to him, but his planetary cycle right now is not good at all. And that is up until his birthday, which is November the 20th, right? This energy will intensify, I think, more after May. And he really needs to watch his health, you know, be very cautious.
Hold on. He's going to get worse after May. Is that what you just said? Worse than what we got now?
Yeah. I mean, you know, his health and it's going more into his health and his overall position, right? It's going to go slip down further. Yeah, it's not going to be good.
Wow.
It's on a slide. Oh, it's on a slide. Yeah, it's on a slide. And so President Biden's cycle in a Saturn period with the moon, this day of birth is not good at all. I know there was one chief minister in the state of India recently. He's a king, you know. He's a old, the dynasty of the kings, right? Same cycle came towards the end, and he lost his chair. He was gone, like, just like that. So it's much that energy, you know. So be very, very cautious, President Biden.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So by looking at the numbers, can you kind of tell the future? I mean, that's not like a crystal ball type thing, but do the numbers tell a story moving forward? Does Joe Biden make it the whole presidency? Does Putin win? You know, can you get an idea?
I can tell you, you know, this period, right, as we after the middle of the year, right, the time is for Putin and President Biden both. Let me put it that way.
Say that again, Jesse.
So the timing is not good for either head of states, Russia and the United States, you know, from a number perspective, for both of them.
And when the numbers aren't good for these individuals, whether it's Biden or Putin, does that mean that they're not good for the nations they lead as well? I mean, does it translate that way?
Of course it does. I mean, if the head of state is running a weak cycle, you know, you're the king of the country, right? What's going to happen here? You know, the subjects are going to suffer, and that's exactly what's happening right now.
Wow. Would you be willing to take a few birth dates from a couple of our folks in chat and give them an idea what their numbers are telling them? All right, so chat folks, if you want to put your month and day, not your year, month and day of birth in the chat, we'll ask Jesse to tell you what those numbers might mean.
And JV, while we wait for those to roll in, I do have a personal question of Jesse. I need a number that's going to be good for me, going to be successful for me. I just bought a 20 horsepower, 60 mile an hour lawnmower to race in the lawnmower races at the county fair, and I have to put a number on it. And after listening to you today, out of all your videos and then tonight, I need a damn good number to put on this machine so I don't get dead. So now that you kind of know me, what number should I put? Here, I'll show you a picture of it right here.
Yeah, show you a picture. Okay. Oh, yeah, the color is good. The color is your color. Okay. Yes. Yellow, and here we go. Seven. So we got 28th of May here. We got, I'll just use a number 7 on it.
Number 7?
Yeah, number 7.
All right. I'm going to go with number 7.
Okay, so
you just picked my motor number.
What? First of all, Brett, we'll talk about the lawnmower tractor races thing later because I've got a lot of questions for you about that. But we have a flurry of birthdays coming through here, so let's see what we can get to a few of these. Jesse, is a name important? Is a name important or not?
We don't have that much time now, but you know, if you ever do a detailed reading, of course, it is needed then. So,
I'm sorry.
But now we'll just look at. Just basic date of birth.
Okay.
Yeah, do a short reading, mini reading, yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, and these can be very quick. Lala, her birthday is November 30th.
Okay. So November 30th. And would she also give her the number outside her residence?
The number outside of your residence, Lala. What is the number outside of your house? It'll take a second for her to respond because of the delay.
And thank you, Jesse, for giving me the number. I appreciate that. I'm totally gonna use it when people ask where I got the number from. I'm gonna say from Jesse and tell them where to go to find your website.
629 is the number on her house. 629.
Okay, so 629 here, and so that has got. So November the 30th here, we have Jupiter and Venus energy. So Jupiter is the number 3 and number 6. Those are her best numbers. And 6-2, so she has 6 on there, 2-7. Yeah, so this energy is pretty good, actually. I mean, she's in a good place. She should wear a yellow sapphire. A yellow sapphire in a gold setting would be very good for her.
Okay, so let's see. The next one we have here is Rudy. Rudy's 11-28, so that's pretty close to 11-30. 11-28, and the number on his house is 2070.
Okay, 11-28 and 2070. So 2070, so now 2s and 7s do work for Rudy, but what happens is that 2070 on a home it will not help him. So what he needs to do is he needs to patch this home, and you can patch this home by using a number 1, which is sun energy, and that number 1 should come in the beginning, like a small yellow or a golden sticker, which is smaller than the existing numbers, is placed before the 2 in the beginning, so making 1207, and that would shift the energy and correct it. As of now, that vibration, you know, is a little challenging. It might cause some health concerns or health challenges.
Okay, Rudy.
So that's his house.
There you go, wow. Rudy. Scooter or Doug, birthday 216, and the house number is 931.
Okay, so 216. So we go two interesting. All so much, such intuitive people are kind of coming in today. It's very interesting. It's 216 is 216 has got moon and Mercury. So moon and Mercury is number 2s and number 5s. And what is the number, JV, again? What is that?
931.
931. So 931 is not working at all. So you got Mars in the beginning. Jupiter and Sun in the middle. So see, a home like this can bring in some health challenges from the back door. And it can also affect, you know the monetary situation in this house. So what he needs to do is use more moon energy, which is number 2 is his number. And you can use the 2 in the beginning. So moon complements 9, which is Mars. So 2931 would shift the vibe. And as a gemstone, Mercury, which is emerald, an emerald would be very good for him.
Okay, so let's see. We've got Jada. Jada is 1216, and her house number is 124.
Okay. 1216, and let's look at that one. Jada is 12. You got 1216. So December the 16th, you got sun and moon energy. Sun and moon, 124. That number is good for her. Yeah, that's a good number. Yeah. Good number.
Okay.
And that energy is working. So all those numbers, 1, 2, 4, are complementing her date of birth. And she could wear a white pearl or something, you know, something around her neck, which pearls are a ring in silver, but it has to be a white pearl, though. That's more for the creative second shot.
Okay. I do have a question about the size of land you live on. Nikki, who lives in Alaska, she's on 40 acres. Now, her birthday is 128, and her route number is 3801. But does living on big natural property help?
Of course it helps. So she said 40 acres, and what is the date of birth, Brett?
128.
Her date of birth was? January the 28th. Okay, and 40 acres is pretty good, actually. That the 40 is compatible with her energy. Absolutely, yes. Really good. Okay, and then for numbers, I hear with her, she could also wear a cat's eye as a bracelet or a pendant would be really good for her. That'll definitely strengthen her root chakra. And otherwise, she's very intuitive, too. Okay. Very good, very intuitive.
I'm going to apologize ahead of time here. We've got dozens of folks that have thrown numbers up, and we're just not going to be able to get to them all. We're going to do one more with Jesse, and then I want to talk just a few minutes about his new book before we let him go. Let's see. Selena, birth date is 77, and house number is 7441.
Okay. So July the 7th, again, has got moon, and very intuitive again. House number again was, JB, was?
7441.
7441. So now with 2 and 7, 7441. So you got Uranus in the middle, it's two times. Now, see, all these numbers are compatible, but when Uranus kind of comes together two times, I don't like it. So what she needs to do is break that energy of Uranus and putting a little zero in the middle, you know? You know, make a 7-4 and a 0 and then a 4-1, right? To split those two. Otherwise, these numbers are compatible. You know,
so when you're suggesting that, I mean, people are going to say, well, I can't change the address of my house. It is what it is. But you're suggesting just putting a little, like you said, a sticker or something just in there just to break it up, right?
Yellow or a sticker, yeah. To shift the energy, shift the vibe.
So obviously we didn't get to everybody, and I apologize. There's just a lot of people in chat, and everybody wanted to have the mini reading. But Jesse, if people wanted to get a full reading with you, how do they do that?
They can, come to my website, which is jessekelsey.com, and then from there they can, you know, make an appointment with me, and I'll be more than happy to consult.
So you have a new book out. It's called All About Numbers: Attract Luck, Abundance, and Joy Based on Your Numbers. Tell us a little bit about the book.
So this is my second book, and this book it's more applied numerology. You know, this has a lot of examples of, you know, how I have interacted with people, and I've tried to explain numbers and their effects, you know, in a very practical way. You know, I've, you know, tried to give a lot of examples so people understand. But then, JB, it's important for your audience to know that this is not a how-to book. You know, don't buy this book and say, oh, I'll know it all. No, you will not. There's a lot of information there. You'll definitely learn a lot, but it's not how to. But I've got good reviews on it by the grace of God. You know, it's doing quite well, and I'm sure you'll enjoy the read. You know, it's something which is different, another angle on numerology.
And where can people find it?
It's available on Amazon, or you can get it from my website, jessekelsey.com.
So the book, and it's out now, right? It's available currently.
Yes, it is. It is. It is available currently, and. It is available.
Just another follow-up question to all that, because some people may say, well, how do I know that, you know, if I do a reading, it's actually going to help me? What types of things do you see your clients going through that you know when they come to you, this is going to be able to help you? This reading is going to be able to help clear some things up for you.
See, what happens is, all of us human beings, we have our own challenges, right? And I feel that it's only those people who really need me are come to me. You know, others will not. You know, they're just blocked out, right? They'll be in that doubt all the time. Oh, maybe, you know, we might waste our money, or this guy, what does he know? It's like that. So just the other day, I had this one lady in Texas, right? And she saw my website, and then she read a little bit of my book, and then she suddenly called me, right? And she told me her story. Her husband was a oil executive, right? And they lost a son, and he suddenly took off to India with all the wealth, and she's by herself, alone in the house. She can't. So we made these shifts, right? And she was very skeptical, but she kind of, I don't know what she pushed herself to get this consult, right? And within a couple of weeks, she did feel the shift, you know? She absolutely felt the shift. She was listing this land that she had, right? And so we worked on the price of the property, and I gave her this number. I said, put it there. She says, no, 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 my realtor is saying put it right below. I said, no, we'll put it here. And then she called me yesterday, said they got an offer even higher than that. See, so I'm so glad that, you know, she went high, you know? And, you know, and so that little money she spent with me was not wasted. You know?
Well, I have found that the higher the numbers go in my bank account, the happier I am. If that makes any difference, there seems to be some correlation there. One final question, because I know you read Britt's numbers. You talked about Britt's energy. He's wearing a shirt with a number 72 on it. A, does that make any difference? And B, if it does, what is the difference?
Yeah, you know, now see, 7 and 2, now, this is again very interesting. So 7 and 2 are his numbers, okay? Both are his, I mean, these numbers are compatible. But, you know, that combined energy of 7 and 2 and the color red, you know, I mean, this has just been worn for temporarily, let's just for a little bit, right? You can manage it. But if he wears this number a little too long, you know, then it will affect you. But just for a little bit, they are compatible. You know, they won't bother you.
This number, my girlfriend's son is on the USS Lincoln, which is one of our biggest aircraft carriers. And this shirt is to commemorate that the crew that's out at sea. They're over in the China Sea right now dealing with China. Yeah. But so this is the number of a United States aircraft carrier. Does this number give that ship good luck or help get it in the right direction and do good things?
Absolutely. Excellent number for, you know, Neptune is excellent number for war success, military success, excellent number.
Neptune is also, and I don't know if this I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but Neptune is also the god of the sea in mythology. So there might even be a connection there. Jesse, this has been fascinating, and I really appreciate the work you're doing and appreciate you coming on and sharing all this with us. Please, one more time, give out your website, the name of your book, and where people can find it.
Okay, so my name of my website is jessekalsi.com. It's spelled JESSEKALSI.com. And the name of my book is All About Numbers. It is my second book, and it is available on Amazon, and you can also buy it through my website and everywhere else where books are sold. So do check it out. I'll be grateful.
Well, terrific. Thank you so much for your time. Please agree to come back at some point. We'd love to have you come back. We have more time.
Absolutely, JV. Absolutely, Britt. We will. God willing.
All right.
Oh, Jesse, it was a blast talking to you. I know so much more now. I feel a bit educated, and most of the time YouTube doesn't give us education, but today it did.
Yes. So thank you, Jesse. Take care, and it's good to have you on the program. All right. So there you go. And once again, the website is his name. You saw it up there for a while, but it's Jesse Kalsi, KALSI.com. And you can also find the book All About Numbers on his website. So check that out. Britt, the numbers thing always baffles me, because I've heard enough people talk about it that I kind of understand how it works. But the fact that it does work is what kind of astounds me. Connections.
That's what blows my mind.
That you can see in your life.
Yeah, I literally when I went down the rabbit hole of Jesse, he has a YouTube channel with a bunch of videos on there. And I went down that rabbit hole. I mean, I get I know the general idea of what it's about. But I didn't know in detail. So I went down that rabbit hole, and I was like, and he would start to talk numbers about somebody. And in the beginning, I was like, oh my God, what? But by the end of the video, it all made sense. Like, he nails Trump with just numbers. And it's just amazing how that works. And I still don't understand why it works. That's why I was asking about the energy. Where does the energy come? Where does that energy come from that drives us to do what we do based off of our date of birth, the alignment of the planets, the color we... I mean, where does that energy come that drives
color,
us? Because it does lay out color. My daughter would be laughing right now because she does the same thing to me all day long every time I say color.
Where'd that come from? This is a collar.
Sometimes she'll be with her... Yeah, she'll be with her group of friends and we'll be hanging, whatever, doing... And she'll go, Dad, say collar. In front of her friends. My fucking daughter. My first cuss word.
I'm going to have to reach out to your daughter, because there are far funnier words that you try to say than that one that I've encountered over the course of the 3 or 4 years we've been doing these programs.
But I do have to say, I'm really happy that this is a good number for that ship.
Yeah.
For those Navy sailors and pilots that are on that ship over in the China dealing with that.
Yeah.
So that's a good sign, but man, that was fun.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. And I'm not angry, and I'm happy, and I'm laughing. It's so much better than the other show.
Oh, don't say those things.
For my head.
Yeah, just don't say them.
For my head.
Yeah.
It just is.
It's good to see so many familiar names and friends, people that I used to have an opportunity to chat with every night, well, at least four nights a week. And some of you came over and joined us on the political discussion. Many of you chose not to, and I get that, and that's fine. But we're back here now. Tomorrow night, we're going to have our good friend John Russell on. John is a jack of all trades.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, jack of all trades when it comes to paranormal discussions. He is so excited to come back, and we're so excited to have him. He's one of my favorite guests. This, I think he said, it'll be his seventh appearance on one of the shows that I've hosted. So, and he's actually doing his sixth appearance with George Norrie coming up too. So I'm going to see if he'll say, tomorrow night we can ask him, when you're on with George Norrie, will you tell people to come watch our show?
I'm pretty sure that'd be frowned upon. Yeah, but,
I think it'd be his last appearance on George Norrie if he did that, sadly.
Is George Norrie videoed out, or is it just audio?
It's just audio. I don't even think he has a YouTube channel, but I don't think there's video with it. I might be wrong about that. It might be wrong.
Fitty, send him a t-shirt.
Fitty, you always have the questions. Last night I said on the Independence Gang that we were going to scale back production. We're not taking a break. We're reducing the number of programs. It's not a complete break. We will still be doing Independence Gang shows along the way, but we've been contacted, as I mentioned last night, by a major outlet. I don't know how to describe it. Major outlet that wants
new media
has us in a development deal, and that's what we're doing. We're trying to develop something here, so we're going to give this some attention. And
wait a second, Is it Fitty, the one that was busting your balls about not doing BRE?
That's what I'm saying. He's always
Fitty.
He's always just not quite happy enough.
God, Fitty.
Oh, man.
So you know when we went over to the other show and BRR kind of slowed down? That's what's going to happen. So just prepare for that. Get used to that. But we're going to be here, and then sometimes we'll be there. But most of the time we're going to be here. Because I'm sorry, but I'm having a lot more fun right now. I'm not angry, and I don't want to kill things.
Okay, yeah.
I am excited.
Okay, I love your enthusiasm. That is great to see.
And I didn't yawn.
Not yet, and that's really impressive, too. That's really impressive. I just don't want you to take too many steps backwards, because you're going to end up in a valley somewhere. I don't know where the hell your picture is.
Oh, I might. This is my new office. Yeah. My new office. I'm out in the wilderness.
Oh, man.
Yeah. What?
Nothing. So tomorrow night we're going to talk with John Russell. We've got other guests lined up. At this point, you can expect this program to be on Tuesday and Wednesday nights. Fitty, I don't disagree with you. Politics are frustrating. This is carefree in a way. The political discussions are stressful because they're so very consequential.
They're important.
They're so very consequential, which is why Britt and I decided to do that in the beginning. That's why we decided we needed to talk about it, because we felt like there needed to be more conversation about what was happening. So that's why we did that. But there are also realities, and we got this this development offer, and we decided to go with this. So that's where we are for now.
I would like to not have to swing a hammer all day long and then rush home and do a radio show. I would love to be able to prepare for a show during the day and then be as professional as the guy to my, was that my right? No, is it my right? Are you on my right? No, you're on my left. Yeah.
Hold your hand
be
up.
Be as professional
the
as that.
The one that looks like an L is your left.
Everything's backwards.
Oh, man. It is.
Anyway, I don't know. I just my passion is politics, but
I need
you.
Yeah.
And I like this and I want to have fun.
Yeah. So anyway, we're looking forward to some of these live investigations that we're going to be doing and some other. We're going to do just kind of what would be considered non-traditional types of broadcasts as it relates to the paranormal and conspiracy and true crime and all these other things that we've been talking about. Can I tell you something?
Hey,
since this COVID thing, yeah. I feel like, I don't feel like, I constantly think I smell coffee.
No, you're not supposed to smell anything.
I know, and I can't, other than it seems like I'm constantly smelling coffee.
Oh, my God. You got the new variant. Put your mask on. Don't leave the house.
The Juan Valdez variant.
The Juan Valdez, exactly. Do we have a viewer mail email yet for IRL?
I have not set that up yet. No, not yet.
All right. Well, okay.
But we
I don't know. It would be nice if people could you know help us in the in chat and in the audience. And,
yeah.
You know, if you know of anybody if you know of anybody that hosts like Bigfoot investigations, or if you know anybody that does that hosts UFO investigations, please just send me links on my social media. Send me links, send me contacts, whatever. I just want to get a feel and try and figure out, you know, if there's a cool place that JV and I could venture off to one weekend and, you know, do some investigating in the dark or in the light or wherever the creepy stuff and the cool stuff is. Also, do we have a website yet? Is that still coming?
There is a website, but it is not. It is basically a work in progress. I wouldn't tell anybody to go there right now, but it is there.
All right. Well, we have t-shirts coming. I've made a couple up already. So we'll have some t-shirts, and they're pretty cool, we think. And what else are we going to do, JV? We're going to do t-shirts. We're going to do events. We're going to do investigations. We're going to, I don't know. Do you really think, JV, that people will watch us for 3-4 hours overnight looking for spooky?
Well, I don't know that people will watch for the full 3 hours, but I think people will come and go. You know, some people watch it in the beginning and some people watch at the end. I think there will be an audience the whole time. And some will watch the whole thing. And we expect it to be interesting or we wouldn't be doing it. And it's going to be a new approach to it.
I just don't want
to
bore our audience.
Like you said, a lot of it is going to be chat room directed. We're going to be taking instructions, ideas, hints from the chat room as we do all of this stuff. And that'll make it fun, too. So,
All right. Well, as long as you think that we're not going to bore our audience. I'm trying to get our chatters to say, no, do it. But, you know, no one's playing with me.
Well, we're getting a lot of, if you guys come to this area, let me know. We'd like to go tag along. There's a lot of that going on. So I think that in itself says that it's interesting enough to folks. And I think it is. And Fitty says we need a flat earth discussion so we can finally end the debate. I will get one of our flat earth guests. The problem with that, Fitty, is the flat earth guest will be a proponent of that idea, that theory. There are very few people that come on to say it's not true. The people that want to come on are the ones that say it is true. So that'll be.
You don't think we could find a reformed flat earther?
I'm sure there's some. I'm sure we could. But the interesting people are the ones that argue for it. Those are the ones I like to listen to.
Yeah.
No, because they have really interesting ideas and observations. I think that's pretty cool. Anyway, so just reading chat. Okay, so I guess that's it for tonight. Tomorrow night we'll have John Russell, and we'll look forward to that conversation. I hope everybody had a great time. So good to see everybody back in the chat room and able to talk. We'll do trivia eventually, too. We're not going to do it tonight. But sorry about the rocky start. I don't know how it's going to work with notifications because the notifications, I don't think we could be the way this works because it starts its own stream when I hit the go live thing. There isn't time for notifications. So don't rely on notifications. Just know we're going to be on Tuesday and Wednesday nights at this point at 10 p.m. Eastern. That's the plan. Okay.
That's the plan.
Oh, you're still independent. I thought you changed that. I thought you changed from Independence Gang.
Remember when we got nuked and I had to set my channel up for the Independence Gang?
Yeah.
Well, I never undid all that.
Oh,
so when I,
gotcha.
Yeah, so,
gotcha.
Yeah, so I got to go through and change all that crap.
Yeah.
Okay. Change all that crap.
All right. Good. All right. Thanks for being here, everybody.
That was interesting.
Yeah, thanks for being here, everybody. We appreciate your time. And again, we'll be back tomorrow night with John Russell right here on what's the name of this show? Paranormal IRL. Hi.